This is a great house, Wooten.
Wait till you see floor 2.5.
Yeah, let's go on in the living room and pull up a swing.
Wow.
Curtains in here are very...
Breathtaking? Yeah. Eye-catching, maybe? Innovative?
Are they parachutes?
Uh-huh. Use parachutes.
Why is there a garbage can on the ceiling?
Oh, that would be my chandelier.
Which explains the tin cans.
Obviously.
What's with the giant stuffed turtle? That's new.
Yeah, it's a place to sit when the swings and the saddles get filled up.
Oh.
And as an added bonus, it's on roller skates, Grady. That way, if somebody starts saying that pineapple stacking isn't a real sport, I can just wheel them on over to the exit slide and say, hasta la vista.
Can we go down the slide for a little while?
Oh, sure, why not? I'll break out the record board.
Record board?
Yeah, no one has ever beaten my record of 31 times in 15 minutes.
Really?
Of course, nobody else has ever sprayed cooking oil on their pants either. Oh, yeah, you gonna come, Grady?
Nah, I'm not really in the mood for sliding. Mind if I show my dad some more of your stuff?
Oh, sure, go right ahead. Just be careful in the rec room. I'm not sure if the oatmeal is congealed yet.
No problem.
Oh, come on, Sam.
Okay.
Now, I hope you had a hearty breakfast, because the only
thing... Wooten is... interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom tells me he's been a good friend for you, too. Someone you could talk to because I wasn't around.
But you're around now, and that's not going to change, right?
No. Why should it?
Oh, do you want to see something really cool?
Okay.
Over here. It's something I've never shown anyone else.
A bookshelf. He does have a lot of books.
Yeah, but look at this one.
The Exhaustive Guide to Turnips. Okay, so he's into vegetables.
Yeah, why don't you read a chapter?
I'm not really much of a fan of just...
Pick it up!
Okay, but I don't understand what...
Wow!
See, I told you!
A secret room!
Come on! These are all drawings of Power Boy.
That's a comic book, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so cool. Wooten draws it.
You're kidding!
Nope, this is where he does it all. Look at this. It's an original version of Slothman.
Wow, nice claws.
Here's the best part.
What is this?
It's the original drawing for the very first Power Boy comic. It's probably worth about $1 billion.
Power Boy. Is that popular?
Over 150,000 readers.
Wow.
And a lot of people collect every issue.
So, Wooten's a popular guy.
Actually, no one knows he does it.
Then how do you know?
I found this room by accident one day.
Hmm.
Wooten told me to keep it a secret and not to tell anyone.
But you just told me about it.
Yeah, but that's different.
It is?
Yeah, I mean, you're my dad. I can tell you about stuff. You'll keep it a secret, right?
Of course I will. You can trust me.
Dad?
Hey, Grady.
What do you need?
Hey, do you remember that envelope I gave you for your mom?
The one with all the money?
Yeah. Do you know what your mom did with it?
She used it.
All of it?
We have lots of bills. Why, do you need it?
Oh, no, never mind.
You're in trouble again, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Tell me what's going on.
It's not important, Grady.
You said I could trust you. Why do you need it?
Okay, well, you know how I told you that I stopped gambling?
What, you really have been gambling?
No, I promise. But just because I stopped gambling doesn't mean that I don't have debt. And the bills are coming due sooner than I thought.
Can I help?
No, I have to do this on my own.
But I want to help you. That's what families do, right?
Yeah, but there's nothing you can do this time.
Why not? Is it dangerous? Are there people after you?
Why would you say that?
You're acting scared.
No, don't worry about me. I have to go. I'll see you later.
Hi, Wooten.
Hi. Listen, I need to ask you something.
Actually, I'm late for my soccer game.
Oh, okay. I'll run with you. So, I needed to ask you...
You're already out of breath?
Oh, no. Listen, could we stop for just a sec?
Wooten, I'm late.
I'm sorry. Have you told anyone about the room?
Oh, your Power Boy room.
Shh. Yeah, that one. Have you told anyone?
No. Why?
Well, I'm missing something from in there, and since you're the only one who knows...
What are you missing?
It's my original drawing of Power Boy. I can't find it anywhere. It's gone. You haven't seen it, have you?
No.
Okay, maybe I must have put it somewhere else, and now I just can't remember.
I've got to go. Bye.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, Grady. Your soccer game is that way. I really ought to do some jumping jacks.
Who is it?
Grady.
Grady, what are you doing here? I thought you had a soccer game.
I skipped it.
Why?
I have to ask you something.
Actually, Grady, I really can't talk right now.
Where's the drawing?
The what?
The Power Boy drawing. You took it from Wooten's house.
Grady.
Don't lie to me. You said I could trust you.
Look, this is all very complex. You wouldn't understand.
You stole Wooten's drawing so you could pay off the guys who were after you. Does it sound like I understand?
Grady, I'm sorry. This isn't how I wanted things to turn out.
Then give it back. Me and Mom will help you come up with the money.
That won't work.
You know, Mom said not to trust you, and I didn't listen to her. I wanted to believe you.
Son.
Don't call me your son. Don't ever call me that again.
Grady, come back. Grady!
Grady, you're home. Oh, thank goodness I didn't know where you were.
Yeah, what's wrong? Why'd you leave the game?
I called here over and over. Why didn't you answer? Are you sick?
No, I just got here.
Well, what happened to you? What's the matter?
I don't want to see you right now.
What do you mean?
That was...
Oh, I see. Sam, would you go to your room for a minute? I need to talk to Grady.
Why can't I stay?
Sam, please.
All right.
What is it?
Dad stole something from Wooten.
What?
To pay off some gambling debt.
You're joking.
Nope.
Ugh! I knew it! Why did I trust him? I never should have let him talk to you.
You didn't know.
I'm sorry, Grady. That man is never going to step foot in this house again.
Don't be sorry. I don't want him here either.
Oh, I just want to... Oh! I should have protected you, Grady.
I should have listened to you.
Oh, hey, Grady!
Hi, Wooten. Can I come in?
Oh, sure. You want some candy cane milk?
No, I need to talk to you about something.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's been a while since you popped in. I'm really glad you're here.
You won't be so glad when I tell you what I did.
Uh-oh. What is it?
You probably won't want to be my friend anymore.
Well, I doubt that. What did you do?
It was my fault that your Power Boy drawing was stolen.
Your fault?
I showed my dad the secret room and he stole the drawing.
Oh.
I know I wasn't supposed to, but I wanted to show my dad that I trusted him. That was a mistake, too. I'm sorry. I know you hate me.
Oh, I don't hate you.
You don't?
Of course not. I mean, I am sorry the drawing is gone, but I'm not going to stop being friends with you just because of that.
But it was the most valuable thing you own.
Oh, actually, that plastic flamingo from Mongolia might have it beat. Look, Grady, it's a drawing, you know? It's not even a good drawing. I drew it while I was eating a sandwich. I think there's a mustard stain on the bottom, and even if it was worth all the money in the world, I'd give it away in a second if I thought it would help you. So, I forgive you.
How can you do that? Just forgive me.
Well, I guess I can do it because you're more important to me than any drawing.
I wish my dad felt that way.
Oh, I'm sure he does. He just... Maybe he's just not real good at showing it, you know? Hey, you want to help me with my treehouse? It's been a long time since we hung out.
Sure. Let's go.
Great. Okay, you get the hammer and I'll get the propeller hats. Woohoo!
Hey,
Hello? Yeah, I have the drawing. How did you hear about it? Well, I might be willing to let it go for the right price. Sounds like you're in the ballpark. Let's meet at Littleton's restaurant tonight at 7 to talk business. Good. See you there.
Okay, so what are we making?
We're making a drawbridge.
A drawbridge? For a treehouse?
Uh-huh.
How's that gonna work?
Oh, I don't know. Let's just build it and then we can figure out if it works.
You're nuts.
Yeah, so I'm told.
Did you ever do this with your dad?
Oh, sure. You know, my dad, he built me a great clubhouse. It had tapestries in it.
Did you help him build it?
No. He had a company build it.
Did you guys ever play in it together?
No, actually, I don't think he ever really went in it.
Wow, you guys are really different from each other.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Why's that?
It means maybe I can be different from my dad, too.
Well, what do you mean, Grady?
My mom is always telling me I get stuff from my dad. My temper, my stubbornness.
Uh-huh.
This sounds bad. But I don't want to be like my dad. I'd rather be like you.
Oh, an out-of-shape mailman who decorates with leftover garage sale items?
No, I mean, you're really nice to everybody.
Wow.
And you give me free comic books, and you play laser tag with me.
Yeah.
And you didn't even get mad at me when I gave away your Powerboy secret. I want to be like that.
Well, that's real nice, Grady. But, you know, who you want to be is something you have to decide about. And then you spend the rest of your life working on it, you know? I mean, you can decide not to be like your dad, though I'm sure he has some real good qualities that you'd want to have, but, well, changing is hard, and for some people it's not even possible without the right kind of help. Hey, do you think we need a moat, too?
Do you have any alligators?
Alligators, no, that's a good point.
By the right kind of help, you mean Jesus, right?
Well, yeah.
I think I'm ready now.
For what?
To ask Jesus to come into my life.
Really? Well, that's just great.
Yeah, I mean, I know you and Mr. Whitaker have been wanting me to do it, but I've been scared.
Of what?
My mom. I don't know what she's going to say. She might not like it.
Oh.
She just doesn't understand right now.
Well, maybe you can explain it and help her understand.
Yeah, but we don't know many Christians. Seems like everybody we know is just really sad or mad.
Wow, what are they sad or mad about?
Everything. But you guys at Wits End, I mean, you get sad sometimes.
Well, yeah, sure.
But you always say that God is there to help you. And that makes it all right.
That's true.
I wish my dad knew about Jesus.
Yeah, me too.
And I wish your dad knew about Jesus.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so how do we do this? What do we need? Water? Do I have to shave my head or something?
Oh, well, I mean, you can if you want, but it's not required and praying won't give you a razor burn.
Okay.
Oh, you know, this is really cool, Grady, and here I thought finally getting the 10-pronged fork in the mail was going to be the highlight of my whole day.
So, this is better, huh?
Yeah. This is the best, Grady.
Yes, sir. Party of one?
Two, please. I'm meeting someone.
Are you Carson?
Yes, I am.
Right this way, please. Here's your table, sir.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Carson.
Oh, nice to meet you, Carson. I'm John. John Whitaker.
Uh,
Okay, so let's get down to business. Do you have a price in mind?
Actually, I worked out a deal.
You what?
I put together a list of what I want you to do to pay off your debts.
Wait a minute. What is this?
First, you have to give the drawing back to Wooten.
Who are you? Are you a cop?
Second, you work on cars at the Auto Center, sponsored by the Odyssey Community Church.
This is a setup.
And thirdly, you get counseling for your gambling addiction.
How did you know about all this?
My friend Wooten knows a little bit about comic book collectors.
Wooten? So he's coming after
no,
me?
No. The police contacted him. He's not pressing charges.
Then what's he want?
He wants you to be a father to Grady again. A good father.
This is ridiculous. I'm leaving.
Carson?
What?
I'm willing to pay off your debts if you agree to my conditions.
What? Why would you do that?
Because I care a great deal about Grady and Christy and Sam, and I want to believe you do too. This is your chance to show it.
Okay, hey, let me get this straight. If I do what you say, you'll pay what I owe, and Wooten won't press charges?
It's more important to us that you go back to your family and be the father you were meant to be. It's a chance to start over. What do you say?
No, it won't work. How can I go back? They'll never forgive me. Why would they?
I don't think you're giving them enough credit. You know, Grady's been learning a lot about forgiveness lately.
But I can't expect them to keep forgiving me over and over. It's not fair to them.
No, it's not fair, but neither is abandoning them.
It's the lesser of two evils.
Well, now you're making excuses. Your mistakes don't let you off the hook from your responsibility as a father. The problem is that you think you can fix your mistakes by yourself, and you can't, Carson. God's the only one who can fix what's wrong with you.
You'll forgive my saying so, Mr. Whitaker, but God's never shown much interest in what I'm going through. He doesn't know me.
Oh, on the contrary. The problem is that you don't know him. And that's where you really need to start. Now, when are the people you owe coming for their money?
Tomorrow.
All right. We'll meet them together.
What? Why?
I want to give them the money myself.
No, that's crazy. This whole thing is crazy. This isn't going to work. My family's never going to take me back.
Give them a chance. This is your family, Carson. Do what's right. And where are you staying?
The Connellsville Inn, under Johnson.
All right. I'll be there in the morning.
Mom?
I'm right here, honey.
Where's Sam?
In bed. Took her a while to get to sleep.
She took it hard?
Yes.
And how are you?
I can't get rid of the feeling that this was all my fault.
No, it's not.
I'm supposed to be the grown-up in this family, and I should have known better than to believe your father had changed. No one can change like that. No one.
You know, I've been thinking about it, and I'm still really mad at Dad. But I think he wanted to change. He came back, didn't he? He didn't have to, but he did. Doesn't that mean something? Just so you know, I've decided to forgive him.
Why?
It's kind of what I do now.
It's what you do now?
Yeah.
You know what? I take that back. People do change. I've seen you do it. You used to be such a handful every day, rebellious and angry. But look at you. You've turned into the sweet little man. I wish your dad could do whatever you've been doing.
I was just listening to people like Mr. Whitaker and Wooten. They told me about God.
God? You mean you think going to church has changed you?
Yeah, sort of. I guess it helped to start some changes. I became a Christian today.
Oh?
Yeah, Wooten said a prayer with me, and I gave my heart to Jesus. It means I'm going to follow Jesus now.
Okay.
I can't explain it very well, but you could talk to Mr. Whitaker or Wooten.
Okay, I'll talk to them.
Are you mad?
About you becoming a Christian?
Yeah.
No. I think you're old enough to make that choice for yourself. And if the changes I've seen in you are any indication of what being a Christian is, then I can't complain.
good. I was really worried.
Well, we've needed something to get through this, Grady. And if it's God...
It is God, Mom.
Excuse me?
Yeah, may I help you?
Oh, I'm looking for a Mr. Johnson. I just knocked on his door and no one answered.
Well, let me just check.
Room 127?
Yeah, he checked out this morning.
Checked out? I see.
Are you John Whitaker?
Yes.
He left this envelope here for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Isn't that a power boy?
Yes. Yes, it is. An original drawing.
Woo, woo. That's gotta cost him something.
More than you know. Hi, Grady.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, Whit.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
I stopped by to see Carson at his motel this morning.
And he was gone, right?
Yes.
Doesn't surprise me.
But this may surprise you. He left this behind.
The Powerboy drawing.
Yes, and there was a letter attached for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to take the drawing back to Wooten. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Whit.
Bye-bye.
Read it out loud.
Okay. Dear Christy, I know you're tired of hearing this, but I'm sorry. Again. You were right not to trust me. I really thought I'd changed, but it looks like I've still got a ways to go. I don't deserve for you to let me back into your life, so I won't even try. This is too much to forgive. But I do want you to know that I meant it, and that I love my family, and that I don't want anything more than to have you back. Thanks for Burger World. It was nice having a family for a couple hours. Love, Carson.
He didn't take the drawing.
I know.
That's good, isn't it?
Yes, it's good. Would you set the table for me, Grady?
Sure.
May I help you?
Yeah, how far can I get away from here on $100?
Let's see. Connellsville to Marietta is $99.
I'll take it.
Alrighty.
Oh, excuse me. It's my phone. Hello?
Carson? It's me.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Look, I know you're busy fleeing the country or whatever, but Mr. Whitaker just came by with the drawing.
Okay.
So, I guess deep down you have a heart in there somewhere. There was something different about you this time. I don't know exactly what it was, but you really seem to want to change. Anyway, the gist of this is I can't let my son be more mature than me. He's already forgiven you. You've missed out on so much, not seeing your boy grow up to be the person that he is now.
I know.
So, if you want to talk, I'm here. We'll work out your debts somehow. I just want my kids to have a father. And you really, finally seem to be interested in the job. Anyway, I'll leave it up to you, okay? And, if I don't ever see you again, have a nice life. Bye, Carson.
Bye.
All right, then. One ticket to Marietta. Sir? Your ticket?
Could I change that?
Certainly.
One ticket to Odyssey, please.
You know, we all need a second chance now and then. We do wrong things and need to be forgiven. Carson knew that he made a lot of mistakes, but the bigger problem was that he tried to fix them by himself. Just deciding to be a better person didn't work for him. He kept making the same mistakes over and over. Why couldn't he change? Because, like all of us, he needed help changing. He couldn't do it himself. On the other hand, Grady realized the truth. The only way to truly change is by turning our lives over to Jesus and let Him do the fixing. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. If you want to be forgiven for the things you've done, Jesus is the one who can do it. Do you know Him? Oh, I hope you do. If not, now is the perfect time to meet Him, just like Grady did. Talk to someone who already knows Jesus, your parents or someone at church. Don't put it off. Asking Jesus to be your Lord and Savior is the most important decision you'll ever make. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. The Highest Stakes was written by Marshall Younger and Nathan Hubler and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones. Our vocal talent included Jess Harnell, Julian Busher, Dave Bittren, Jordan Orr, Mary Mauser, and Patrick Labrato, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.